Yudim and Aleph, holding by the Gemara right after the second Mishnah. So we have this case over here of Shnayim, which are mostly Shtarchai is Alzeh, and the Chumash said that each one is Goyva. So Itmar Shnayim Shetziyo Shtarchai is Alzeh. So accepting that both Shtarchai are valid, not like Adman's argument. They both start are valid. So what do you do? Assuming that the loans are for the same amount, like what's supposed to happen? So now I can remember is that gaiva? Is that gaiva? Each one has a right to collect, but they're star. Rishesh is omer hafuche matarta lomli. Why are we going to switch our matartas? A matarta was a sack which. Same, assuming that they had the exact same contents, so Reuben should give his sack to Shimon, and Shimon should give his sack to Reuben. Like, why are we switching? Why are we switching bags? What do we accomplish? Each one keeps their items. Now, something more like this: the Kuli Alma. So, if you're collecting, let's say, not for money but from karka. Sheba is not karka, they're collecting from karka.
What the
Sheba of for a loan is on karka. They're collecting from karka. The kuliyama idis ve idis. If both people, both, let's say Reuben and Shimon, both of them, their fields are idis of the highest quality. Or abandonness, if both fields are of the medium quality, or zibaris, and both fields are of the poor quality. So Vadi Hafuch Matarta, who Rubnach would agree in that situation that there's no reason to switch. So Reuben will end up with Shimon's field, Shimon's Reuben's field, what did you gain? So where's the Machlokes between Rubnach and Rishashis? Kipika the Islay, Lechad Beninis, Lechad Zibaris. So one person has the field of Beninis, one person has the field of Zibaris. Okay. So Rav Nachman Sabra Zegova Bezegova. That both of them collect. Why is that? Because Kasabra Bishlohim Shaman. So Loch is that Rav Achayim collects Beninis. That's Sugin Gittin, that the Iker Shiva of Baal Chayv is to collect from Beninis. So now, so Nachman holds, when you calculate Beninis, do we calculate Beninis as Beninis is the standard of the in the world? Or Beninis means that we collect from the medium quality field of which is owned by the Loiva. So that's, do you say b'shal kol adam shaman or b'shaloyhem shaman? So Nachman holds b'shaloyhem shaman. Then we calculate the definition of Beninis based on the karka which is out, which the loiva has. So if he has, so let's say that which would mean like this. Let's say the loiva had a piece of property, which is an average field, it's a Beninis field. That's the best field that he has. So the Baal Chayv cannot collect that. Even though the Baal Chayv collects Beninis, the Baal Chayv cannot collect the field, which is the best field that the loiva has. So the loiva has multiple fields, and all of them are Ziburis, and one of the fields is Beninis. So according to if you hold Bishal Olam Shein Shaman, the Baal Chayv would collect that field. That's the Beninis field. If you hold Bishal Olam Shaman, that's his best field. That's his Idis. So the Baal Chayv cannot collect that. Okay, so now, so Zagab is Zagab because I'm Olam Shaman. Osi Baal Ziburis, we go Olam the Beninis. So the Baal Ziburis comes and collects the Beninis field. The Havi Gabe Idis, now that'll be his best field. Vasahu is Shako Ziburis. And then the other Baal Chayv will collect one of the Ziburis fields. So, the say Reuben and Shimon. Reuben has the burrs, and Shimon has Ben in his fields. So Ben in his fields are his best fields, and his worst field. That's what he has. So the Mishloim and Shimon, the Reuben has the right to collect that field, which is Ben in his. Okay, so Reuben gets the field of Ben in his. Now Shimon comes to Reuben and says, "I'm here to collect." Well, he can't collect the Ben in his field that Reuben just took because that's his best field. So he can only collect the Zeburis. So Reuben in this scenario, it's not just a Furka Matarta. He gained something in this process, and he has a right to say, "I don't want to just keep what I have. I have a right to go collect." So we cannot take that away from him. He has a right to collect, and Shimon is not any worse off than he was before. In the sense that he had a right to get a field of Zeburis, so he got a field of Zeburis, and he had a Shibud on his field of Beninus. He had a Shibud on his field of Beninus. So he would like to stay as is, but that's nice. But the mice of the Shibudim are there, and Reuben has a right to collect, and that's it. But Rashi says, so what's going to happen is Reuben's going to collect the field of Beninus from Shimon, and then Shimon will come and say, "I have a right to the field of Beninus, and this, even though it's your best field, vis-a-vis the fields of the world, this is an average field, so I have a right to collect it." So what happened is Reuben will collect the field from Shimon, and Shimon will take it back from Reuben. So Fukhama Tata Lamali. Shazamar Havukha Tata Lamali. Ksar Bishal Akal Adam Hain Sham. So Sav Kiyasa Ahu Baininis. Kiyasi Ahu Baininis and Nafshe Kushakal. So when Shimon will come to collect from Reuben, he won't take a field of Zibaris, he'll take a field of Baininis, which field? The field that he gave to start with. So you end up with the whole process was a waste of time. Okay. So the more Reb Nachman, according to Reb Nachman, they're saying the reason why he collects is because the Baal Zibaris comes and collects first. So now, so that if that's what happens, so then you're right. So the Baal Zibaris will take the field of Beninus, take that back to him. Back to him. Now the Baal Beninus comes and collects. So he says, "I want to collect from the Beninus field." He says, No. For me, that's it is. So he takes his Zibaris field. But let's say it would happen when the order was the opposite. The Baal Beninus collects first. So he collects the field of Zibaris. That's all there is. Now his Beninus field is his best field. So the Baal Zibaris cannot collect from it. So what will happen? The Baal Zibaris will get back his Zibaris. So then, so my chazis, what do we see? The Osi Baal Zibaris Bereisha, that you assume that the Baal Zibaris will go has a right to go first. Let's say Baal Beninus Bereisha. Let the Baal Beninus go Bereisha. Beligui Zibaris. He'll take a field of Zibaris. That's all there is. The harder Beligui now lay, and then he'll end up giving that back to him. So for the Baal Beninus, it's much more beneficial if he should go first. So let him go first. Why does the Baal Zibaris have a right to go first? Okay. The Gemara says, you're right. The scenario is, the story was that the Baal Zibaris went first. He went to Bezdin first. The Gemara says, okay. So the Migri also. Even though he went first, in Bezdin it's going to be revealed that there is a chayv in both directions. And now they're coming to collect. So they both brought out, produced their shtar chayv in Bezdin. Both indicated that they have a chayv. So why would does Bezdin set in process the process of the Baal Zibaris collecting first? And not second. Okay. Or it says, you're right. Ella. The correct answer to this question was, we're going to change the case. This is the chad, it is to Beninus. The scenario was one has it is a benedict and one has a burris. So Marasav Bishalah Hin Shaman. Marasav Bishal Kaladam Hin Shaman. So Rishashas holds Bishal Kaladam Hin Shaman. So the Bainis field. So whether the Balzi Burris goes first and takes the Bainis field, and then the Baal Bainis, it is a Bainis, comes and takes it back. Or whether he starts first and takes it to the Burris field. And he takes he goes first and takes the Zeburis field, and he goes and takes the Bainis field. No, saying if you hold Bashal Olam Ken Shaman, so the correct Makam can be his Beninus. So we say, listen, Balzi Burris, you were right to get Beninus, so take Beninus. We'll deal with the Burris in a second. Okay, now we said to Beninus, you know, he has Beninus, take him back. So for Kumatat Dolomali. But in Rim Nachman holds Bashaloy Ken Shaman. So what was the question? Let the Baal Beinus go first. He doesn't gain anything by going first, because if he in a scenario which all he had was Beinus, by going first, he takes his Beinus and jumps it up to being Idis, because now he has the field of Zibaris. So this field is his best field, the Beinus field. The other Baal Chayv can't touch him. But if he has Beninus and Idis, the other Baal Chayv has a right to this field, let's say in our scenario, Reuben had the Zeburis and Shimon had the Beninus and the Idis. Whether Shimon goes first or Shimon goes second, Reuben will take the Beninus field. Let's say, for argument's sake, Shimon goes first. So Shimon takes Zeburis, that's all there is. Now Reuben comes to him and says, listen, you have Zeburis, Beninus, and Idis. I have a right to the Beninus. He takes the Beninus. Right? So that's if Shimon goes first. If Reuben goes first, he says, I have a right to Beninus. Give me your Beninus. He takes the Beninus. Right? So in that scenario, Shimon comes back to him and says, okay, you have Zeburis and Beninus. I have a right to Beninus. He says, no. We Shalayim Shaman, the Beninus Hill is the best field. So Shimon can't take that field. So Shimon will end up with Zeburis. So it's not for Kamatarta. Reuben ends up with the Beninus field, and Shimon ends up with the Zeburis field. So whoever goes first. So that's why Karnam Nachman, that each one is Goyva. Okay. Okay. So the mission says, Tanan, Chomer Mizeg Goyim Mizeg Goyim. So according to Nachman, yeah. How's Rav Sheshes going to explain the mission? So Tigger Rav Nachman, leave the Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman answered for Rav Sheshes, Kigun Shiloh Mizeg Le'eser, Mizeg Le'chomesh. Even though the amounts of money are the same, the duration of the chayv is different. So that's why the one which is due after 5 years has the right to say that I want to collect my chayv now. And you can't say, well, just afukh matat ulamali, because you don't have a right to collect yet. And that's the situation. So the Mechotzi and Abin and Chachamim is still relevant. Even though that, so one says the other,
I will now be home to a shmur.
why are you borrowing money from me if Be'etzim you have a right to collect the money from me? So we're going to have to deal with that in a second. What was the scenario? Okay. Let's figure out the case. Ilema Rishon Le'Eser B'Sheni L'Chomesh. So the first person lent money for 10 years, which means he doesn't have a right to collect until 10 years. Then, so Reuben lent money to Shimon for 10 years. And then, Reuben borrowed money from Shimon for 5 years. So, Chachamim are right. Adman's argument is, well, how could it be that you borrowed money from me if it's true that I owed you money? Yeah, because I couldn't collect the money yet. The loan wasn't due yet. If that's the scenario, Behal Lema Adman, would Adman say in such a case, Elo Hayisi Chayv Lecha Ketzadata Lava Mimeni Halamot Zimne? What would Adman's argument be in such a scenario? The loan is not due yet. The Malva who lent the money cannot collect his Chayv yet because it's not due yet. He needs money. He borrows money. Like, what's the Adman's argument? It's a raya that's not true. Because otherwise, why would you borrow money from me? Just to collect your chayv. I can't. It's not due yet. So the case has to be the opposite. Rishon L'Chomesh V'Sheni L'Eser. The first one was for 5 years, the second was for 10 years. But still, Hechidami. So, Edomot the Zimne, if the 5 years is up already, so then Adman's right. So this is where the Mar finally comes along and starts to address the sword of the Chacham. If the loan, the 5 years are up, so Reuven could theoretically come and collect his money from Shimon. Instead, he's borrowing money from Shimon. That's ridiculous. Just collect your money. So Ahmed is right. My time with the Rabbanon. V'idolei motazimnei. Holo motazimnei, my time with the Admin. So, and if the loan is not due yet, so then again, so Admin's argument is difficult to understand. He's saying, if it's true that I owed you money, just collect your money. I can't collect the money. The loan's not due yet, so I borrowed money from you. Okay. The Mishlim Chomesh. The second loan is dated for the day that the first loan was due. Excuse me. Master Abed Inish Yosef Liyame. Master Abed Inish Yosef Liyame. So the Chama argue that the loan is due later today. But I need the money in the morning. So I can't force you to pay yet today. So I'll borrow money from you. And Adman says, that's ridiculous. He's not going to borrow money from him. If later in the day he has the right to collect from him. So just wait a few hours and you'll collect from him. You need the money right now. You'll figure something out. But don't borrow from the person who's going to be the person you're collecting from in a few hours from now. It means the Tosis Rid says that the Moor's Lashon is a little bit dafka. It means the day before the loan is due. That's why the Moor says it's borrowing it for one day, because in general we don't have a limitation on the day the loan is due between the morning and the afternoon. So the day before the loan is due is the date of the second loan. So I need money for one day. So I'm borrowing from the person who's going to pay me tomorrow. So Amit says, just wait till tomorrow when you get the money from him. You're not going to do that. That's the machlokes. Okay. Remember Chama Omar says Haka v'yasmi askinan. Both parties over here are yasamim. The yasmi. No, I'm sorry. One party is yasamim. The yasim migva gavi akuyla magvina minayu. So they have a right to collect. You cannot collect from their karka. Some more says that doesn't work because Rambam says because that goyva was that goyva ktani. So the Rambam say both collect. So where he says that goyva was that roy ligvois ve'ein loy. So the answer is saying that means one collects and one theoretically should collect, but right now cannot collect. That's a difficult pshat. There's two responses to that. It doesn't say if it's a goyva. Void ligmino ara liyasmi lahadar ligmino minayu. So metalton to every son may not mishum to the balchayv. So changing the whole scenario, we're talking about the case that all this is metalton on the son's part. The other person has karka. Assuming the person has karka. So let him go first, be collected from first, give the Yisamim karka, and now the Yisamim own karka. He has the right to collect from the karka of the Yisamim, so he'll collect his karka back. So Adman is arguing. So Adman is arguing that even though you cannot, they at a practical level, there's a difficulty collecting. He wouldn't. Borrow money from them, since in the future he will eventually be collecting from them. He wouldn't be borrowing money from them. So Morris says, the Chumra is saying, Zegaiva. No, I'm sorry. We're trying to answer in the Chachamim. She said the case was that one of the two was the assignment. They didn't have character. So that's why the Chum says they're going with a gaiva. Because the Morris says, but if you tell me that what you could do is have the Baal Chayv who owes the assignment, give the assignment karka, and then he's ready to get the karka back. So you're back to Futimatatalamali. So how did Rav Sheshis answer the Mishnah? The word says, Kiram Nachman, Dabram Nachman, Amar Rabba Barvua, Yosef Rishagabakarka Bechavis Aviyam. And the some are coming to collect the chayv that the was owed to their father. They have so once they collect that karka, it's like they got to be a rusha, which means if they that themselves owe money to somebody else, they now have karka from their father to collect from. So this situation, it's not a third party, it's the two parties themselves, but that's what's going to happen. The word says kasha. It's a good question. The word doesn't answer the question. Okay. So the more of a look, why don't you say the case is like this? The Isl the Yasm is Ziburis. The Yasm have Ziburis. And Isl of the day, the other Baal Chayv who's still alive, he has Idris Ubaininus. The Ozl Yasmi, Gaba Beninus, the Gears of the Sefer takes out the word Idris. You go get Rishashis who holds Mishalolim Hain Shaman. The Ozl Yasmi, Gaba Beninus. So the Yisamim go first and collect Beninus. The Yisamim, what's collected from them is Ziburis. So your question was, according to Sheshi, the point is that they will collect, Yisamim will collect Beninus, the other person will collect Ziburis. That's what he gains. The Nami Mishal Kaladim Hain Shaman, even though Rav Sheshit says you hold Mishal Kaladim, so the Yisraelim collect Beninus. So Karim Nachman, the Baal Chayv has no right to Beninus because that becomes Idris. That's the best field that the Yisraelim who own the Ziburis have. But according to the Rishesh, it's Michelle called all the main shaman. So what's going to happen is he's going to give them a filibanus and get a filibanus back. But that's not true. They're not for Chavatatulamali. So why does Michelle say God is a God? That's not true. Because in the affirmative to Yisamim, Elizim is Yiboris. So there is a reason to do this. Because he will give them Beninus. He will take from them Ziburis. So that would be a good explanation of the Mishnah why you say Zagoiva is Zagoiva, according to Rishashis. So why didn't we say that? So my answer is because Hani Mili Hechad Loi Tophis. Of Hechad Tophis. Since the Baal Chayv Betzim has a right to Beninus, so even though we don't give the Baal Chayv Beninus from the Nitzi Yisamim, but if the Baal Chayv has already impounded a Beninus field from the Yisamim, he keeps it. So since they owe him money, and he has a right to give them the Beninus field, and then if he would take the Beninus field, he would get to keep it. So he says, I have it, so I'm keeping it. So this is an equivalent of being tafas, and we don't take the field away from the Baal Chayv. So that suggestion you're saying, to answer according to Sheshis, will not be an answer, because if that be the scenario, they would not collect. You say, Fuchu Matat Dalamu. Okay. Tagrashi. Fuchim atartalomali. Those your name are Tuvim Shalor. He has two Martha was a large leather sack. Mason Shava, and they have the same weight. So he says, you know, wow, this is very heavy, it's very difficult. It looks the same shape, same weight, same size. He says, let's switch. So now I give my right shoulder a chance to rest a little bit. No. So that's what Fuchim Atar to me. It's a waste of an effort. It doesn't do anything for us. So now we're also in Shaman. That was the Chum said that Baal Chum collects Benis is Bekakol Saloy B'Shamen. That is decided based on the fields of the Loiva. Shim Yesh the Loiva Sada Shehi Benis the Chaladim. If the Loiva has a field which is average, but the Etzloy, he Yiddish. But for him, it's the best field that he has. Sheshar Sedois of Guruya Semen. All his other fields are worse than that. Ein Balchoyev Gevay Menu. The Balchoyev will not collect from that field, which is Benedis Dalma, but it is for this person. Rosheshe Sober, Kolodom Ein Shaman. Sof Ki Hodder Osi Hai, the Migvi Benedis, Shoyesu Shaloy Shok. So, The Baal Zibaris goes to the Baal Benis and takes the field. The Baal Benis goes to the Baal Zibaris and takes his field back. So normally, okay. So the Mor says, Rav Nachman, the Hinami, the Mishloach Shomim. I understand Mishloach Shomim, but why do you say that? Why do you say that's the order of what happens? That the Baal Zibaris goes first, maybe the Baal Zibaris goes second. So Mor says he was Tavea first. Mor says, yeah, but Sof Ki Osu the Migvi Behani Adoni Osu. Shrei Shneim Hutsiu Shtarasein Bebezin. Bezin is aware of both Chayvis. So whoever went to Bezin first to ask for it, but in the case in Bezin, both stories were presented. Bezin has to decide. Right now it's equal in time. So why should they go this one before that one? So Samor says, so we don't understand what's the case. The case has to be that he had one had Idris and Benidus and one had Zibaris. Okay, Samor said Bisholi and Shaman. It's dependent on the person's properties. And therefore Allah Fuhim and Tartahu. It's not just like wasting our time switching sacks. The Maman of Shach, Iker of Vachal, the Baal Zibaris, gained something for sure. The E, Chavre, Kodim Bereshu, Regavi, if the Baal Beninus went first, so the Baal Beninus takes Zibaris, that's all the Baal Zibaris has. And now the Baal Zibaris comes to the Baal Beninus, says, you have a field of Zibaris, Beninus, and it is. I get the Beninus field. So he gains the Beninus field. So if the Baal Idis and Beninus goes first, it collects. He ends up with three fields. And the erstwhile Baal Zibaris gets the Beninus field. And if he goes first, the Baal Zibaris, he comes to the Baal Beninus and says, you have two fields. One is your best field, and this is an average field. So give it to me. So he gets Beninus. Beninus Habigaba. Sorry. He called him Eo Begavi. Beninus Habigabe Idis. Magala Chaber Zibaris. So now what's going to happen? So the Baal Zibaris now has two fields, a Beninus field and a Zibaris field. Comes the Baal Beninus and says, oh, Beninus field. He says, no, for me it's Idis. I hope it's a Shalayan Shaman. So you have to take the Zibaris. So the Baal Idis and Beninus always ends up with the Zibaris field. And the Baal Zibaris always ends up with the Beninus field. So it's not a Fuchim Atar. Marsover Bishalayan Shaman. Bishal Arlam Hen Shaman. But Rav Sheish holds Mishalalim in Shaman. Kiman the Bahadori, Osu, the Migvi. So now, so Rashi's going to say, one second, but there's still the chara, it should depend on who goes first. Because you're right, if the Baal Idus Abedus is collected from first, he gives Benedus. And now the Baal Zibaris has Zibaris and Benedus. Comes the Baal Idus and Benedus and says, give me my Benedus. And even though it's the best field that the fellow has, but Bishalala Ben Shaman. And it's an average field as far as the rule is concerned. So he collects that field. So he gave a field and he gets the same field back. If that's what happened first. But it's all the way around. The Baal Zibaris is collected from first, only has one field. So he takes the Zibaris field and give it to the Baal Benedus. And now the Baal Zibaris comes to collect from the Baal Benedus and says, give me a field of Benedus. So he gains in that scenario. He gives away Zibaris and gets Benedus instead. So what do you mean, Afukha Batar Tolomo? So Rashi, since they're coming at the same time, the right order is to give the Benedus first, because that's really between the two sides, that's the one who has the proper field. But then it turns out, then once that's true that he has the Benedus first, he'll give the Benedus to the Baal Zibaris, then he'll take the Benedus back. We have an argument with them and Adman. Do we accept the validity of both stories? Okay. We might ask why, but that's a fact. Once that's true, I get it. But practically, what's going on over here according to the Rishashis? But Yam is Ebishaloy, is Ebishaloy. Both should keep what they have. Yam is Shaman, Ebishaloy, and Shaman. Well, Abafuki, Elamites are right to him, Nachman. And we hold Bishaloy, and Shaman. And it's going to be beneficial for one to collect. So, Zarafuki, Matarta. The answer is going to be Shaloy, Zil, answer. So you can noise the toy boy and that's a shunim. You can revoke a dam tana. That the loan is a longer loan, so he can't collect his chayv yet. So he takes a different loan back from that same fellow for the time in between. So what was the case? Elam Rishon Lasser. So then what's Adman talking about? In such a scenario, would Adman say it's a raya that your loan is not true, because why don't you just collect your loan? Over there, it's not the time yet. It was comfortable for him that he lent some money to somebody that he'll borrow from him. It means even though the loan is not due, the lawyer can pay the loan. The lawyer doesn't want to pay the loan. The lawyer pays the loan. So he doesn't have any money anymore. Over here, he lends it for 5 years. After 5 years, he gets it back and he has it for 4 more years. And then he pays back the chayv. So he'd rather lend it than pay it. Okay. And if the case was, you know what the Zimnei, if Shabbat Chomesh is Hashanim, Kishabor Hamar Balubas Min Aleva, if the loan was already, even if it wasn't due yet, but if 5 years are up, So then it's strange. So why would the loiva? So what's going to happen? The loiva says, "I'll lend you money for 5 years, and after 5 years, you'll pay me back, and then your loan will be due, and I'll give it back to you." So I might as well pay you now already. But then Rabbanan the Machshiri Shtaros Shomal Barishin Harehigias Manoi. The result will be that the time will come. It makes much more sense to ask for the money than to borrow from him. You know, he has a certain amount of responsibility to you. So as much as he's willing to lend you the money, you could ask him to just pay me now already. So let's see the also the gabei below by menu beyermer the mishum chamesh that it was right around the time when the loan will be due, so he'll gain it for a day. Yes, miskin and shemesach of mehem, one of the two bali chayiv died. We some boyim betoyim the summer coming to ask. They don't have character. But they don't have character. She connect them goy b'shtorim him. So they have what to collect from, but they have nothing to be collected. They have nothing to be collected from. They don't have character. Lo mishabdi metalti the yatsi lo b'choiv. Achagasina looping the east lay the yatsi in ziburis. We saw the day in ziburis. Yamishal kolodim in shomen eni froim elam in ziburis. Okay.